When the first Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts ended in May of 2011, no one knew for sure if there would be a second one. But now, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the city is preparing for PIFA 2013 and a journey through time.
When almost 200,000 people showed up for a street carnival on May 1st of 2011, the organizers of PIFA realized their festival had captured the hearts of city residents. There was one slight problem with the timing. It was the last day of the Kimmel Center organized festival. Kimmel Center president Anne Ewers says the upside was that it provided a groundswell of support for making the festival a regular event.
They had that glorious experience, and now they think, oh my gosh, PIFA, I've got to prepare. I want to see all these things, which, you know, last time around, the things had already happened.
The original festival was fully funded by a $10 million grant from the Annenberg Foundation, but it had to be spent in full in that first year. Anne Ewers says the idea of starting to raise money from scratch might have been more daunting, were it not for the measurable successes of the first PIFA.
And you recognize you had 404,000 people with an economic impact of $55 million and 13,000 room nights and $19 million in retail. I mean, why wouldn't one look to do another one?
The theme of this year's Philadelphia International Festival of the Arts is If You Had a Time Machine. And yours says presenters and artists have embraced the concept.
To a group and to an individual artist, the thought process and the creativity has just exploded beyond our wildest imagination.
From now until the end of the festival, the Kimmel Center's lobby will be dominated by a giant time travel sculpture. The 100-foot-long time machine's spiral shape was inspired by DNA, tornadoes, and sound waves. PIFA 2013 runs March 28th to April 27th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.